Rhubarb is a puzzling ingredient. Sour with oxalic acid, the Chinese have used its root for medicine for centuries. It's a sturdy plant with leaves that are poisonous to us and to those insects who may take a bite. Without sugar, it's more of a liver tonic or digestive. In fact, it was the addition of sugar that turned this vegetable into what we think of it today, a pie plant. Mark Hagen is executive editor of Taste of Home and sat down with our producer, Jennifer Russell, for a rhubarb primer.
Mark, welcome to the Splendid Table.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So rhubarb is in season. What should we know about it?
Well, there's two types of rhubarb. There's the hothouse rhubarb, which is rhubarb that's growing in a hothouse. And that's something that you might see across the country in larger grocery stores and things like that, which is perfectly fine and it tastes delightful. But then there's also the field-grown rhubarb, and that's the kind of rhubarb that farmers are growing. You'd buy that at a farmer's market. Perhaps you have a patch of rhubarb at your home, or maybe your neighbor has some that they like to share with you because it grows so abundantly. So the field-grown rhubarb tends to have a little bit more flavor. The stalks are a nice red color. The hothouse rhubarb isn't quite as flavorful. And the stalks vary as far as are they pink, are they red? They might be green and speckled with a little pink or red. People actually think it's the color that they're looking for, mm-hmm. and it's not. It doesn't really matter how deep that red is or how light that pink is. The flavor is going to be the same. What you want to look for are stalks that are nice and crisp. They're free of blemishes. Ideally, you want to look for stalks that aren't at their full maturity. So these are smaller, younger stalks. Now, a normal rhubarb stalk is about 1 to 2 inches in diameter. So if you're looking for those younger stalks, look for things that are smaller than 2 inches in diameter. And a real good key is if they have the leaves on them, look for smaller leaves. That's a good indication that you're getting a younger stalk, which is going to have just a little bit more flavor, but it's going to be a lot more tender when you're baking with it. You don't have to worry about those tough fibers that you might find in an older stalk of rhubarb.
Oh, that's a great tip. And we eat the stalks, but we don't eat the leaves, right?
You do not eat the leaves. The leaves have a certain amount of acidity to them that could be toxic. So you want to cut those off right away. Keep them away from pets. I think most pets stay away from them, but just get rid of them as soon as you can. And usually when you're in the grocery store, the leaves will be cut off. I think even a lot of farmers markets remove them for you. Mm-hmm. If not, you want to remove those leaves.
You know, I think so many people can be intimidated when it comes to cooking with rhubarb.
I think one of the issues with rhubarb and people being nervous about it is because it has such a small growing period. April and May is really its peak. So I think that people are nervous about it because it's not out there year-round, so they don't have as much time to get in the kitchen and play with it. So really, if people just take the plunge and buy some rhubarb, they'll see how easy it is to work with. I think you should remember that rhubarb itself has sort of a texture and has some of the characteristics of celery. You know, it's in stalks, it's shaped the same, it's made of a series of fibers, there's a lot of water in rhubarb. So really, if you're not nervous about cooking with celery, you really shouldn't be nervous about baking with rhubarb.
That is such a great connection to make.
Thank you. I'm awesome at this.
And rhubarb is also one of those ingredients that really plays well with others.
It does. You'll see a lot of recipes that pair it with strawberries, but you're also seeing it with raspberries. Now, rhubarb usually has to be sweetened because it is quite tart. As I'm sure you and your listeners know, honey is very hot, hot, hot right now. So we're seeing a lot of recipes where rhubarb is sweetened, maybe not with sugar, but with honey. Also with maple syrup. So it does really pair very, very well with other fruits, other berries, and then natural sweeteners such as honey. And it's great in pies. You know, my favorite is a good old-fashioned slab pie. So it really does pair well in everything, quick breads. We're seeing a lot of chutneys right now. But, you know, you can also take rhubarb in a savory direction, and it surprisingly pairs nicely, I think, with chicken breast. But we're seeing a lot of people cook with lamb and rhubarb. And I also think it does well with pork, to be honest. I think if you want to experiment with rhubarb, I would recommend doing a quick rhubarb butter. Simply take one stalk of rhubarb, cut it into bite-sized pieces, and simmer that up on the stovetop with maybe a quarter cup, a third cup of orange juice, a little bit of honey. I would throw in personally a rosemary sprig. And just simmer that up until that rhubarb is nice and tender. And then all you have to do is drain it and let that rhubarb sit until it's cool. And then mix it in with a stick of butter that you softened. And then now you have this rhubarb butter that you can add to chicken breasts, or it would be fantastic on pork chops. You could even put that on some grilled corn on the cob. It just is an easy, simple, fast way to experiment with the savory side of rhubarb.
All right, Mark, I'm heading out to get some rhubarb.
Do it.
Thank you so much for coming in today. It was a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Mark Hagen is executive editor of Taste of Home. He shared a trio of recipes: blueberry rhubarb breakfast sauce, raspberry rhubarb slab pie, and rhubarbecue sauce. Find them all at splendidtable.org.